Welcome back to Sit Down with the Breakdown. This is your host, Brian.
And James. What's up, fellas? Today we have two guests.
If you guys would like to introduce yourselves, feel free.
I'm Quentin.
I'm Jacob.
Welcome to the podcast, boys.
The podcast.
Happy to have y'all on.
Oh yeah, all the way from across the country.
Just all the way from our sister state in Virginia.
Awful.
Awful?
Terrible. Don't go there.
I live in
San Diego.
What the fuck would you want to do that?
The Navy did it.
The Navy.
Don't go to Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah, if you're in the Navy, don't go to Norfolk.
Yeah, if you want to live a happy life and feel like you're worth at least just a little bit of something, don't go to that place.
Just something. Anything, please.
Anything at all.
Oh, well, since we're on that topic, let's give a big shout out to our men and women in the service. Thank you for all that you do. Keeping us safe.
Let me eat a night.
So anyway, we'll get right into this today. We've got a very special topic to talk about, which is very near and dear to all of our hearts here at Sit Down with the Breakdown.
Yes, it's a band.
It's one of the best bands.
We'll give you 5 seconds
to guess. Go ahead. Think about it.
Did you guess it?
Probably wrong.
You're probably wrong.
Did you guess it?
Jay, what's your guess?
Oh.
Yeah.
Sum 41.
That's a good one. Yep. That's today's band, you guys.
Yeah, today's band, Sum 41, and why they are way better than
fuck. Yeah, fuck this. I'm not talking about this.
Yeah, no,
we're talking about Megadeth.
Mega beans.
What?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, today's cast is all about the death and
how it is mega.
Big.
What is a Megadeth?
Big death.
Y'all know
big what, piece of what a Megadeth chicken.
Is. Well, I'm thinking a Megadeth is like from all their albums, man, where it's just like a giant bomb.
Exactly.
Or somebody crawling out of your fucking body.
Yep. Or, you know,
brutal death. That's Megadeth.
It's rattle
head. It's a nuke.
It's
yeah.
It's the aftermath.
It's that kill streak you get when you get 24 something kills.
Oh, it was 30.
Oh yeah. No, it's 25. Not, it's
25.
25. Okay. 25. You get a Moab
tactical nuke it.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough about Call of Duty. That's for another podcast. So Quentin, we'll let you start with a little bit of history.
All right. Megadeth.
Megadeth, a band formed in 1983. After Dave Mustaine was kicked out
booted
of Metallica.
Drop
was,
kicked.
Yeah,
rage
drop
quit.
Kicked. Yeah, rage quit.
Why was he kicked out?
Freaking
why do you ask that question?
Drugs,
it's the 80s, man.
It's the 80s, though.
Yeah, drugs.
Hammered.
Was boy was hammered. Slammed, dude. Yeah,
every day. Well, just, I wouldn't say every day. That's up to him to tell his story about it. But he was...
I think he has, and I think it was every day.
I'm pretty sure somewhere he's mentioned that he was slammed every day. Somewhere.
Yeah. But shortly after, 2 years later, they released their first album, Killing Is My Business.
Business was great.
Still
business
is great.
Business was great.
Still great.
Yeah,
it slowed down a little bit, but they're still making profit.
They're still making progress.
Homeboy's still making the dollars.
About 350.
So.
And that's all we want to do. We just want to obtain that grain. Yeah. In the best way we know how.
Yeah, so in my opinion, like, him coming from Metallica, helping to write Kill 'Em All, to writing Killing Is My Business as the lead, that's a fucking...
And singing
that's a power
it?
Move
that right was a transition.
Doing it times 20 and singing it? Bro.
Yeah.
So well, when you're on 6 speed balls a day, you can play as fast as you fucking want.
Yeah.
You are lightning.
Like 210 BPM.
Dude's quick.
The only problem with being faster than the light is that you're in constant darkness.
I got philosophical, Brian.
I'm 14 and this is deep.
That's why? My favorite subreddit.
Yes.
Anyways, back to the topic of music today.
Yeah,
Megadeth is the band.
Dave Mustaine, Dave Ellison started the band. Yada yada, like from then on, you know? Yep.
Dave was just chilling in his apartment, grooving on his guitar.
Smoking meth.
Somebody, he heard that bass line underneath, went and knocked on his door.
It's like, yo, what the fuck is up, Kyle?
Is that the real story?
Yeah, David Elferson was underneath him playing in the apartment.
They were neighbors.
He was, nice. I think he was playing Running with the Devil.
Yeah.
I mean, How hard is that? But
running with the devil. I mean, how hard is bonk. Dave Ellison's bass lines?
Brian, how hard is it? Is it Mike's hard? Is it?
No, okay, okay.
Is it Mike's hard?
It's not Mike's hard, but it's as hard as I am when I listen to Tornado of Souls. And that's harder than a diamond in a fucking ice storm, my guys.
Solid. Just come in buckets. Straight buckets.
All right, that's enough about ejaculation.
Buckets.
And buckets.
I'm kind of retarded.
This is nowhere this close podcast to a Joe Rogan.
Oh, no.
No.
You ever tried DMT?
No, but have you tried life?
Yeah, I really want to
get high off that every day.
It's kind of bad.
Just yeah. If you're depressed, just go outside.
No.
God damn it.
Anyway. All right.
All right, so we're going to start discussing favorite albums.
Favorite albums.
What you think, Brian? Go ahead. Off the dome right
off
now.
Off the dome.
Off the dome.
I got to go with Rust in Peace, but Euthanasia's a very close second.
Them two albums and probably another album would be top three.
For me, top three for me would be Rust in Peace, Euthanasia, and Countdown to Extinction.
Okay.
That's fair. Why Euthanasia behind Rust in Peace?
I mean, do you think Euthanasia should be in front of Rust in Peace? Because if you do, you're fucking stupid.
No, your opinion.
My opinion with Rust in Peace is that was the first Megadeth album I listened through all the way. And the songs on there that are my favorite are Tornado of Souls, obviously, Holy Wars, and then the titular track, Rust in Peace, Polaris.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah, it's a good drum line in the beginning of that song.
Oh, yeah.
I get so fucking moist listening to that.
Moist. Yeah, let's not say that word.
Moist.
Yeah, Tornado of Souls has a blistering solo on that song.
That you fucking won a talent show doing.
Yeah.
I mean, probably one of the most world-known solos in the metal community.
Yeah.
Easily
awfully
being
regarded as the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Well, see, I'd argue that Rust in Peace is the best metal album ever.
It should
created.
Be.
It definitely should there. Be.
It should be. Top 10. Top 5, maybe.
Top yeah. 3.
Of the 80s.
Of all time.
I would 90s, go to say, though, me. Like, sometimes Lucretia, that solo, hits me. It hits me a little different every time. It has a good feel on that solo.
And if you're looking for, like, a super long-ass solo to listen to, listen to Hangar 18.
Just listen to the whole song.
Yes. Just the whole song?
Whole damn album.
What
are you doing?
Yeah.
Hold up.
I mean, I've got it on vinyl, and I listen to it weekly.
Okay, so you say Rust in Peace is your favorite?
Yeah.
Jacob, what do you think?
Peace Sells.
What's going on? Who's buying?
86.
The groove, man.
The groove.
The groove of that album.
He do be grooving.
And it was like that weird. I don't know what it is, how to describe their tone of
that album.
Yeah, like, kind of like how they were going about. The whole, like, the, I don't know if you want to call it groove or some kind of, like, obviously the whole kind of political movement through that whole thing, and it's just dope. The riffs are dope. I mean, you got shit like Devil's Island, Wake Up Dead, which is my favorite song of all time, Peace Sells, The Conjuring, My Last Words, crazy freaking 12-string intro that is so sick.
Yeah, it's pretty trippy.
I love that shit. It is awesome.
I remember sitting in your room listening to Wake Up Dead for the first time and hearing that ending breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
Was like the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
Because all only songs we knew off of this album was Peace Sells. And we're like, all right, let's explore it some more. And Wake Up Dead changed our lives.
It was a very respectable choice.
Great album.
Very much so.
James? My personal, with Euthanasia, I just like the emotion Dave puts in this, the lyrics, a little more personal feel to it, Blood of Heroes, Killing Road, Addicted to Chaos. I can relate to this album a little bit more than other ones. A little toned back, not as intense as Rust in Peace, and overall just a great album to play on guitar, learn the songs, super fun. I just go to the album every time I turn on some Megadeth. It's my go-to album, so I can listen to it straight through and not give a damn.
That's fair.
Give a fuck.
Yeah. As Jacob was saying earlier when we were talking about this stuff, like, just randomly, like, he goes to this album, like, once every few months. I do the same thing. Like, I'm just, like, bored of every other music I'm listening to, and I just
go back to euthanasia.
Back to my roots, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Back to the roots.
It doesn't get old.
It doesn't.
You gotta, sometimes you just gotta go back to the hangar.
Oh, God, we haven't reached that yet. Return to hangar.
Return to hangar.
Victory is a good song on that album, too.
Yeah.
Victory, oh my God. Excellent.
That's one of
excellent.
The best songs.
Second Marty solo. Ugh.
Yeah, it's an excellent song.
Amazing.
Nut. I don't know. Every song on this album, dude, it's just so fun to listen to.
Black
Curtains.
We're going
to
get a button for the show that when you press it, it just goes, nut.
Yeah, we need that right now.
That was easy.
It's not easy.
It's not really that easy.
You tried playing any of that?
Yeah, it's not easy.
It's really not. It's really not. What about you, Q? Go ahead.
I'm stuck between Rust in Peace and Endgame. Rust in Peace is a solid album. I mean, it's like, to most people, probably been the best, you know? But Endgame, for some reason, you know, Chris Broderick, dude. What a god.
What a homie.
What a bro.
What a bro. Chris Bro Derek.
Just a dude being a dude.
Just dudes being dudes doing dude shit.
Yeah, but he comes out on that first song on the album, No Singing Nothing, and just ripping a solo through the fucking roof.
Which album is this you're referring to?
Endgame.
Okay.
2009.
He comes out with that. And then, like, the transition from that, where he holds the note into the next song and starts that.
Oh, This Day We Fight?
Yeah.
I love it when tracks do that.
Oh, sick.
It just ties everything together so well.
Like Wage War, when they do their intros to their albums.
Yes.
Except for their new one, but their first two albums.
Trash.
Their first two albums are
immaculate.
Yeah, like that fucking, that album just kills it. Bodies, that's a fucking killer song. Like that, it's not like too crazy, but like just the groove in it to me and like the way they wrote that one. Is
absolutely. That's like, a good song. For me, the bass line in that song does it. It's one of the more simple Megadeth bass lines, but just the way that Dave Elfson is able to put so much emotion into it, it just...
Yeah.
God, my nipples are hard thinking about it.
Yeah, so I would have to say Endgame.
Endgame. I really liked Head Crusher.
Head Crusher's
yes.
Off that album. When they play that live, it's just...
I love that video they did for it, too.
Yeah.
I love live when they start it. It's just intensity straight out the door with that opening solo.
Also, the hardest part of letting go.
It's a great song, great ballad.
Saying goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Enough of that, Brian.
Okay.
Shut the fuck. The System Has Failed. What is y'all's opinions on that album?
System Has Failed?
Yeah, man. 2004. Kick the Chair.
Kick the Chair.
The Scorpion.
The Scorpion.
Not my favorite.
Not your favorite?
Not by a long shot.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Bottom
something
of the Barrel.
That I'm not.
That's a banger.
I'm not.
Shadow of Death is pretty fun.
Yeah. Kick the Chair is a nasty riff.
So it's got to be nasty. Like Bottom of the Barrel for me. Not so, like completely there, but
it's not like Risk.
It's yeah, like
I definitely would listen that over the Risk.
It's a top of the C tier.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Middle ground, not bad.
Yeah,
not terrible,
but not great either.
It's great. It's really good.
Not a go to.
Not a go to. Not on some days, but I don't know. I just want to throw that out there.
That's fair.
I don't think
well,
that.
Speaking
a lot
of not your go tos. Other than Risk and Cryptic Writings, because I'm pretty sure we can agree that they're not our favorites, what would be your least favorite recommendable album?
Probably United Abominations.
You think?
That's a great
the
choice,
cover
honestly.
Of the remake of Toot Le Monde.
I thought the remake wasn't that bad.
Yeah, me neither. Jacob hates it.
I'm not crazy for it either. I like the original better. 2007, United Abominations. It's got some great songs.
Well, Jacob, what's your issue with the remake of the Toot Le Monde?
I don't know. I never really cared for the original Toot Le Monde. Anyways.
Oh, well, okay. There you go. There you go.
I never really cared for it.
It's one of my favorite Death songs.
Toot Le Monde?
Yeah.
I think everybody can agree with that.
Except for Jacob.
Such a catchy song. United Abominations. Washington is next. Sleepwalker
is
good.
Washington is next. It's a good song.
Especially that tapping part at the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about a good song on that album, Gears of War?
It's all right. It's kind of catchy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a good riff.
Gears of War.
Da-da-da-da. That's really about it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the song. That's give it a listen or don't.
So what about you, Q?
Applesauce.
Applesauce. That's my least favorite album.
I've right? never really cared for it, to be honest. It's a slushy. Watered down. It's just a watered down apple slushy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some hot takes like that. You know what really grinds my gears?
What's that be?
Being alive.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
You got, what, 70 more years ago?
God, hopefully damn not. Damn it, Brian.
Brian.
Shout out to when we'll have my dad on here. We'll have him saying
yes,
that.
Yes, we need him on here.
My dad?
Daddy.
God damn it, Brian.
Daddy Rich. God, that sounded disgusting to say. All
right, so least favorite album.
That's, yeah, man, go
that's
ahead.
A recommendable one, though.
Yeah, other than something. Risk and Cryptic.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, man?
I can't say Killing Is My Business because it's their first album. Like that's
groovy.
That's what made them right there. You know?
Facts.
I would have to say So Far, So Good, So What.
Okay.
Yeah, just not, I agree with that.
Yeah, there's not too many songs on there. Like
it's an odd pick, album, to
yeah.
say the least. It's really weird.
Anarchy, what, in the UK?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good
that's
cover.
That's about one of the songs I like on there. And then
In My Darkest Hour.
In My Darkest Hour. But we overplayed this.
We really did.
Mm-hmm. Still a good song.
Excellent song.
Yeah.
For
but
me,
yeah, so that's me.
For what me, that album, Liar, is what makes that whole album.
Liar.
Yeah.
I like Set the World on Fire.
Me too.
And Hook and Mouth. But I feel you. It's not the...
Yeah.
It's a weird album.
I'd recommend if, like, they wanted, like, old stuff, but...
It's that filler between Peace Cells and Rust in Peace.
Yeah.
Strange filler.
What about you, Brian?
That's hard. I know when we were talking about this earlier, I said Super Quieter, but... I think I've changed my opinion on that.
Oh, wow. That was quick.
Oh,
Bernie changing it up on
Bernie
us.
Bernie coming in
no longer
with the new shit.
gross.
I got to go with James with the United Abominations.
All right. All right. What about you, Jacob?
Didn't we already ask him?
No. Well, I just agreed to fucking... What
so,
the hell?
So far, so good.
So far,
so, what?
For, so good. So what?
God, so man, good. So like, far, so when?
I've never listened. This is my first time listening to Megadeth. Never listened to them before.
What a fucking poser.
Yeah.
What?
This is my first time.
Oh yeah, totally.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Not known to nothing.
Nope. No idea.
He's lying his ass off.
So we're not going to talk about Dystopia though.
Dystopia.
Dystopia.
Dystopia. Dystopia, man. Kiko is a god.
Kiko's yeah, pretty good.
Yes.
What band did he play before? I can't remember.
It was in Brazil.
Some Brazilian band, I think.
I think so.
They were pretty big, though.
Yeah, they were pretty big. I can't remember.
Have you ever heard him play classical guitar?
Yeah.
Dude's insane. Or piano?
Dude's mad talented.
Mm-hmm.
But,
How about Dirk?
Dirk, yeah, the new drummer?
Dirk Blast. Never looked
yes,
up.
That is crazy. I remember
never
that.
Looked up the Dirk Blast on YouTube. Give it a look.
Yeah, that's
look
your homework from us here. Yes. Sit down with the breakdown for this week. Go home.
YouTube.
Look up Dirk Blast.
Dirk Blast. Please do it.
The craziest drum beat you'll ever look at.
Original, too.
Yeah.
But I remember purchasing the like VIP before this album came out.
You got the sign, didn't you?
Yeah, I think that was the summer of 2015.
I thought it was 2016.
Well, that's when the album came out. Maybe in the summer of 2016. But, yeah, I paid like $50 for it. Got to see like some behind the scenes of writing the songs. It was pretty cool. I think it was worth the money. I remember waiting like 2 weeks after the album came out to get my signed autograph. I thought it was pretty dope. Somewhere in my closet now.
I remember when they first started releasing singles for that. Me and you had math together, and we sat in the back of the class just.
What was the single? The Thread Is Real.
No, it was
Fatal Illusion.
Yeah, Fatal. Illusion.
Yeah, it was Fatal Illusion.
Single off that one.
It's a good song.
I thought it was a good album, especially considering what Metallica put out, mm-hmm. like right after like an 8-year break.
God, don't get me started on them. I will.
Open
a can of whoop ass on Metallica right now because of that album.
Yeah.
Well, see, the three albums that really stuck out to me that year was Dystopia from Megadeth, Hardwired to Self-Destruct by Metallica, and the Korn album.
Yeah, well, that was a great album. The what was the album called?
What year? What year are we suffering. Talking about?
That was a great album.
2016.
I feel like somebody else released a good album, but
that was Metallica. When I first met you guys,
Metallica and Megadeth were the two most anticipated.
Yeah,
I think I gotta say my favorite album during 2016 was like Wage Wars, fucking 21.
Did that come out 2016?
I don't think we did. We didn't start listening to them until like senior year.
Yeah,
That was when the blast beats and death metal phase came in.
I was listening about Junior.
Was it?
Yeah, it was about Junior years when I started listening to him.
I don't know either.
No, I don't know.
Anyways, Dystopia, I think it was their latest, about an hour's worth of music. I really like Poison Shadows.
We don't count Warheads on Foreheads because we don't want another fucking greatest hits.
Sorry, Dave. We're just not interested in 2,000 songs.
Hits. Yeah, and then, like, they skip out on a bunch of songs. Like, they in that Warheads on Foreheads, they didn't put Killing Road in there. Like,
yeah, like, come on. If you start from the top, it starts with Rattlehead, and all the way from the bottom, you get to, like, songs from Dystopia.
Yeah, so it goes like through a little, the albums.
Yeah, jumps through each album, grabs, like, 2 or 3 songs.
Well, it's like this, you know, if the song you want on a greatest hits album isn't on that one, there's another one that it is on.
That's true.
But yeah. That one's not, still doesn't have all the songs I want to hear.
War Chest, there you go. Yeah. If it's not on Warheads on Foreheads, you can find it in War Chest.
Or you can find it on their greatest hits album.
Or you can just find the album, listen to it off the album.
Yeah. Or you can just go through and be like a normal fucking fan and just collect all the actual albums.
Yes, pay the money for it. Support your bands, guys.
Support your bands, not just your local ones.
Spotify. Yeah.
Spotify, dude. Pay that $8 a month.
Apple Music.
Don't get me started on Spotify and what they pay.
Look, dude, I got a student discount. It works, okay?
No, it's good for you. It's shit for the artist, though.
Well, sounds like a problem for them. Yeah. Well, I can't say that since we got podcasts on Spotify now.
Yeah.
I'm a clown.
Support me.
Support us. Buy our merch.
Wow.
Slip on your clown shoes here, bud.
Yep.
All right. So, how about Marty or Chris?
Oh, really?
Steve?
Really? You gonna ask me that question?
No, I'm not. No. I'm just gonna ask it.
Yeah, no, you're just gonna ask it.
We're just gonna
I just clipped out the fucking line.
Well, we're just gonna ask it to ask it. Well, that's a good comparison. Two different eras of music.
Absolutely.
The 90s to the 2000s.
Oh, dude, Marty's so good. But Chris Broderick, dude.
Chrissy Rissy.
It's like two different spectrums. If you like that new age, like solo style, Chris is your fucking guy. If you like
factual
feel and that
impossible
metal,
shit,
yeah, impossible. Impossible shit to fucking play. I mean,
like Chris Rock's any easier to learn, but
yeah, but Marty just puts like those bends in there that you just can't really figure out right off the bat.
They got two different distinctive styles.
All right, Quentin. So we'll ask you first. Who is it? Who is the better guitarist?
Marty.
Marty.
Marty made that band.
Marty.
What's he doing now still? Making solo albums?
He makes like solo albums. I think he still lives in Japan.
Why would you? Sorry.
Yeah, he still lives in Japan right now. I think. Maybe he moved.
Well, I hope he's doing goal.
You hope he's doing goal?
Well, did I say well?
You said goal.
Oh, well. Well, I hope he's doing well. I know he made that signature guitar with Jackson. I thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful guitar.
I'm not a big fan.
It's got the interesting outline of the white. Kind of throws me off, but...
Well, James?
Yes, Brian?
Marty or Chris?
I'm going to say Marty.
I got to go with Marty, too. So that's unanimous.
Yeah.
I guess it's... Yeah.
But Chris. Sorry. We can still give the props to
Chris. Oh, no. Chris deserves
freaking hell of a guitarist.
Yes.
I mean... He filled in for like what 2 albums and did a great job. He could have filled in, played like dirt, but you know, thank God he didn't.
Yeah, to go back to what I said earlier, like fucking the first song on In Game, just when I heard that, I was like, shit.
Chaos.
After fucking Megadeth, did y'all hear his band that he was with?
No.
The Act of Defiance.
Oh yes, I do remember him.
Fucking awful.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible.
It's like an underground band.
Yeah.
Dang.
They definitely weren't as big as Megadeth.
God no. But
now he plays.
But I mean, you know, you make what music you want to make.
Exactly.
If he's happy doing that, then good for him.
Yeah.
What guitars does he play? Jackson or Schecter?
I think it's
Jackson Schecter's.
No, I think he uses Jackson's. I think it's Ibanez.
Really?
God, we have no clue. My vote's Jackson. I think it's Jackson.
Shit, look it up, dude. You got a phone and everybody's got cellular devices these days.
That's the problem with these damn millennials.
They don't want to do any effort to look anything up.
Just look up Chris Broderick guitar.
Chris.
I'm pretty sure it's an Ibanez.
All girls born after.
It's an Ibanez 7 string and it's
all
white.
All they know how to do is lie, eat hot chip, twerk, charge iPhone.
No, Q, you might be right. Let me look. Okay, and that photo is using Ibanez.
Ibanez white 7 string with a
and
Floyd.
That photo is using a Jackson. So it's Jackson and Ibanez.
Okay.
I was just curious and wanted to know. Anyways.
Well, I do know that amps that Megadeth runs off of is the, I think they still use the Fractal.
Baseball?
Fractal.
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 With the...
Actual facts?
Marshall...
800s or
900s? Yeah, they they use the Marshall Power at 50-50s.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, but ain't there...
Like, there's no, like...
Don't they base their tone off the 800?
I'm not sure what they're basing their tone off of. It's Megadeth tone.
I know Dave's a big Marshall guy.
It's a signature tone.
It's signature tone. But no, they use Fractal with the Marshall 50-50s.
Factual. The more you know.
Yeah.
And that's tones, you guys. That's
we're not
tone.
Just talking about our preferences with these bands. We're also helping educate all you youth out there.
And there's plenty of videos on YouTube these days where you can learn just about anything about damn near anything.
Ain't that right, Jacob?
Fuck no.
I mean, fuck no. I mean, for me personally, that's how I learned to play guitar.
I mean,
watching
Open
videos.
3-5, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Right, right.
Open 3-5.
How hard is it to really learn how to play bass?
Like, really, Brian?
We're not getting into that today. That's a different podcast. I'm not trained on any of them. I'm all self-taught.
On your next podcast, Brian trying to play the bass.
We're dissing Brian.
Or you can just come to a Villain Over Heroes show and see how bad suck. Which you should. Which you definitely should. Not to shamelessly plug my own band, but I'm going to shamelessly plug my own band.
You should check out the band Villain Over Heroes.
Heroes over villains.
We've got an album coming
over
out
soon. Hero villains.
And the boys here have listened to some of the tracks off of it so far, and
we have.
Okay, well, at least two people here. Yeah, it's good music, though, but that's enough about my band.
They are good.
Yeah, that is good. Well, to kind of wrap things up, let's ask everyone around the table, how you got into Megadeth?
I don't think I can recall that far.
I do.
All right, let's hear it, Jacob.
I remember exactly. It was you that showed me.
Me?
Megadeth during cross country. We were at Northeast Park, and we were fucking running our... Well, ran away into doing our warm up and then started walking once we got into the woods. And you're like, well, I was only listening to Metallica, Disturbed. Metallica, Disturbed.
I love Disturbed.
Let's see, what else? Linkin Park.
Five Finger.
Only the first album. If you listen to anything further than the first album, Fire Right Out of the Punch, you're a fucking retard.
Wait a minute.
I can't say that.
You can say it. You're just an idiot.
Yeah.
We the hosts here at Sit Down with the Breakdown don't implore this type of language.
For adults only.
But, yeah, anything further than that album is awful.
It's pretty bad.
You were like, hey, bro, check out this song. It was Sweating Bullets. I was like, wow, this is a lot better than Metallica.
It's tuned in E.
Tuned in E.
Yay.
Yay.
Which brings us to our next week's topic. E Standard?
E Standard, guys? Is that?
Does it, gent?
Are you a freak if you use E Standard? Are you considered?
All right, what about you, James?
Me? Man, I don't know. I think it may have been Cynthia Destruction. I think it was maybe Peace Sells at the time. I can't recall. I think I just go from like one song to the next. So it may have started with Peace Sells and just jumped from the next song. But once I've heard Megadeth, I was like, okay, this is probably the next thing forward from Metallica and whatever Korn I was listening to. But it's kind of spiraled down, snowball effect. Honestly.
Fucking water bottles popping.
He do be popping.
It do be popping.
It do be popping. What was that?
How about you, Q?
Oh, man. Get into Megadeth? I think I was one of the first.
What?
I think I was one of the first into Megadeth.
You may have been. I can't remember.
James had taught me, got me into playing guitar, taught me a few things on just getting there. And remember, I got shown the app Songster. We're not sponsored, but Songster, that's where you learn.
And
a lot.
Songster hears us and would like to sponsor us,
yeah,
we'd love more than happy.
Yeah, we do be learning off of you guys. So
we do be
that's the only place I learn from.
Yeah.
What's that on Guitar Tabs? Not really useful. Sorry,
Ultimate
Guitar Tabs.
Ultimate Guitar Tabs is awful.
But at the same time, if Ultimate Guitar wants to sponsor us, we are more than happy to do so.
Even though you suck.
Even though you suck.
Yeah, just songsters.
Yeah, songsters where it's at. If you're beginning on guitar, intermediate on guitar, I wouldn't recommend it for experts, but if you're intermediate beginning, songsters definitely.
Yeah, because you don't have nothing and you can read six lines.
Yeah. It's easy.
Because tablature isn't.
Songster. It's not rocket learning appliances. Guitar, it's not. Drums, and bass the easiest that you can.
Of course, like every song.
You yeah, can look so.
Musician lets you learn, practice, and master the guitar.
In only 6 days.
Wow.
Yeah, so I guess I got into guitar and I was like, how am I going to learn? So then I hopped on Songster, started looking through it. Like, they had like what Canon and C on their front page and stuff. And I saw.
Hey, man. Shout out to Canon.
I think it was Peace Sells and Sweating Bullets by the same band on there in the beginner and intermediate levels. And I was like, well, they got to be good if they're on there twice for most recommended to learn. Right.
So let me get this straight. You didn't discover Megadeth by listening to it.
No, I just wanted to learn.
And honestly, I think I can like see where Quentin's coming from. Cause like,
I was learning guitar,
like being on Songster, like majority of the time. And you just see those songs from Megadeth being on there. You're going to click on them and like play and listen to them
on the front page.
Well, yeah, I just didn't know. I didn't know anything. I was just getting into guitar. I could have been into fucking 21 Pilots.
Limp Bizkit or something.
Limp Bizkit. But then I just saw Megadeth. I was like, hey, I'm going to try to learn that. I looked at the song, kind of just like skimmed through the tabs and then went and listened to it for real, like on my phone. I was like, whoa.
So let me get this straight.
I feel that.
You did not do it for the nookie.
But for the cookie.
So you can get that.
Wookie.
Bussy.
Bussy. Yeah, we love some good
references. What about you, Brian?
References.
Yeah, what about you, Brian?
That's just me. Fuck.
What?
What about you, Brian?
Oh, me?
Yeah, dude, you.
All right, so first time I ever heard Megadeth. It was May 28th, 2001. I'm joking now. See, I was listening to a lot of different shit, all genres, thanks to my wonderful, musically inept father. So I couldn't tell you the first time I heard Megadeth, but I guess it would have had to have been probably like Jacob Sweating Bullets. You know, that was one of the earliest songs that I can remember sticking out to me just because it was harsh. It was fast, and, you know, a lot of people hate Dave Mustaine's voice, but to me, I think that's really what makes Megadeth stand out from other bands in that genre.
Yeah, his voice to me definitely was really good about, like, Rest in Peace area. It still was good in Endgame, but when it starting out, it was a little too much, a little too high. But, yeah, but still, to this day, I could probably listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
There's not ever going to be a time in my life that I'm not going to want to listen to Megadeth.
Exactly.
Megadeth has been there for all of us. Got us through some really, really hard times. Well, guys, so that concludes our podcast for the day. Me and James would like to thank our guests, Quentin and Jacob, so much for coming on.
Appreciate it. This was fun.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we'll never have you guys back on again.
Someday.
Someday. That'll do it for me and James here.
This has been episode 3.
Episode 3 of Sit Down with the Breakdown. We're coming right along. We've got one coming up with Push the Attack, one of the biggest up and coming bands out of the local scene. If you haven't listened to them, go give their single Bottom of the Bottle a listen on Spotify and Apple. And they also have a music video that you can find on YouTube. And then we will be having Brighter Than a Thousand Suns.
Yeah, we will.
Which I'm super fucking excited
about. Like 2 weeks or something like that?
2 weeks.
Cool.
Probably
less than 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then at some point in the very near future, we'll be having one of my favorite local bands, which is Written in Gray. Come on.
Yeah, we need to get them
on. Such a good band.
If you have not listened to them, they just released their second single from their upcoming album.
What was it called?
It was called Sanguine Rose.
Yeah, we listened to the car the other day. It was a great song.
Thank you for the listens. As always, this is Brian.
This is James.
Thanks for listening to Sit Down with the Breakdown. Stay metal, everyone.
Heading out.